It is Thursday, October 11th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And with us inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Jody Beznoska. She is Vice President for Communications at Walton Art Center.
Hello.
Hello.
It's worth pointing out that today is 10, 11, 12.
Yes, it is.
I just think that's awesome.
And we've already missed it this morning, but tonight you'll have a chance when it's 8,
9,
10, 11, 12.
11, 12. Why is that cool?
I don't know.
I don't
but
know
it
why
is.
That's fun, but it's fun. I love it.
Can we make a wish? You know how you used to always make a wish? 11,
yes.
11.
Sure.
We absolutely should make a wish.
Okay.
More wishes are always good.
Yes.
Well, how was Don Williams?
Don Williams was out of this world fantastic.
Just
his voice is not as good as it's ever been, but better.
Mm.
And he had a quiet but nice rapport with the audience. And something you don't see that much, and it's always fun when you do, spontaneous standing ovation.
Yeah.
Were you there?
No, but I heard.
I mean, after he sang I Believe, which is a fantastic song, about half the crowd.
Aww.
And, you know, standing ovation has become sort of de rigueur that you have to do it for the encore.
Yep.
When you see people do it just because they can't sit down.
Ugh, I love that.
It was a great show. And Janae Fleener was there, hometown kid, playing the fiddle. It was fantastic.
Oh, good. Such a good night.
Yeah, it really
was. Very neat. Well, and we'd also like to thank everyone who came out to the Kathy Thompson opening last week, which was also quite a lot of fun. The exhibition is up. It looks fantastic. This is our 20 years exhibition. This is featuring 20 of Kathy's H boxes that sort of, I wouldn't say they chronicle Walton Art Center's history, because that's a little too literal, but they reflect on Walton Art Center's history, and they're delightful. And one of the fun things about that exhibition is I believe we have a playlist that we've created that features music and songs from our 20-year history, which is pretty fun. I think it's playing in the gallery as you walk through and observe.
Is there a written copy of that?
I think so.
Oh,
yes.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's really fun. But so Kathy's work is up right now, and we also have the wonderful exhibition called My Folklore, which is by I think she's from Fort Worth, artist named Letitia Huckabee. And both of those are up, and they're open, and they're open to the public, so you can come by and see them at the Art Center during our regular business hours and then prior to all of our shows. And speaking of shows, next week we will be doing the second and third performance of our 10 by 10 art series. So on the 18th, we will have the first of two Caravanserai performances. Now, this is a partnership with the university and the King Fahd Center, which we are really excited about. We're one of only four communities in the country that have received funding for this particular kind of project. And have you guys learned what Caravanserai means?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we have.
Meeting point.
Yeah. Meeting point where it's
caravans.
Yeah, where it's safe and friendly and where you can exchange culture and ideas, which is such a lovely concept, I think.
And where you might and probably will hear an electric oud.
Mm. Yeah. This one is going to be really interesting. Mm-hmm. So this is let me see if I can say it right, because I've been hearing you guys say it right on the radio. It is the Majid Bekes Ganawa Ensemble.
Yes.
With Brahim Fribgani. Did I say it right? Brahim Fribgani.
Say it better than I do.
This is a group from Morocco, and they will do traditional Moroccan music that I understand has sounds and flavors that are precursors to the blues and the jazz here in the United States. So this is really fun. This is sort of what 10 by 10 is all about, exploring new cultures, seeing new things, hearing new things. And so that's going to be on the 18th. There will be a pre-show creative conversation prior to that, and most of those tickets are only $10 a piece.
Absolutely.
So can't miss out on that one. And then the following evening, speaking of not wanting to miss it, if you're a classical music fan, you should probably come down and see the Tokyo String Quartet perform at the WAC, because this will be their final tour.
If you don't see them here, there's a chance in Tulsa,
then
London, and Zurich, and Stockholm.
Okay.
So
I think I might try to catch the Zurich concert. Just
because.
Why not?
Yeah.
Right? No, this is going to be a treat, and they will be also on the 10 by 10 art series. So again, you can see the Tokyo String Quartet in their final tour for $10. Then the following week on the 26th, we will have LA Theater Works' Pride and Prejudice. Another 10 by 10. And this is a radio theater production of Pride and Prejudice. So LA Theater Works is a company we've had several times over the last few years, and they're a lot of fun. They are different. They do they're fully trained actors and they're doing the show and they're doing it, but they're often with scripts, and then you have live sound effects on the stage. So it's a different experience, a lot of fun. And then, of course, Halloween week, Shrek the Musical. It feels like we've been talking about this forever, and we have. But this one is great for the whole family. There are all kinds of discounts and offers available, especially on Halloween evening, because we're going to have trick-or-treating, and we're going to have a costume parade, and we're going to have lots of fun at Walton Arts Center on during that week. Well, so that's October. And then in November, let's just get a couple of shows on the list. We have the second show in our Starlight Jazz series, Jane Bennett and Hilario Duran, with special guest Candido Camero.
Which is a big deal.
That is a very big deal.
Big deal. That's 7 and 9 shows.
Correct. That's November 9th. And then on November 11th, which is Veterans Day, we have a really special show happening. That's a Sunday. And we have a show coming called Letters Home. And Letters Home is a theatrical piece that is based on actual written letters from soldiers writing home when they're serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. So it's very current. It seemed really appropriate that it's Veterans Day. And it's going to be a very sort of intense experience, obviously, but we're pretty excited to have it. It's neat to be programming that kind of thing on Veterans Day, where we get a chance to sort of reflect on these folks who are struggling with being deployed and also mm-hmm. coming home. So pretty excited for that one. And so that's just one to get on your calendars and mark your
WaltonArtsCenter.org.
Yes, WaltonArtsCenter.org or 443-5600 for tickets. And, of course, you can come down and stop by the box office and visit us. Parking is free until 2 o'clock. So if you want to come in and see the exhibition in the gallery and grab some tickets, feel free.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank
Jody
you.
Beznoska is Vice President of Communications with Walton Arts Center.